Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, February 20th, and I'm sitting down with a returning guest, Mr. Anthony DeVino.
You know, Joe, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little excited. I'm harder than the Cuban Missile Crisis.
What? Does that even make sense? Nope. Oh, God. There is something wrong with you, sir.
Zero.
I'm still recovering from a quick weekend thing at Atlantic City. My first time ever there at those casinos.
Can you relate it to Vegas? Because I feel like I can't.
No, you know what it is? I don't know if it's all of Jersey or just that area, but it's like just there's nothing there. It's just like Vegas in the sense of it's the casinos and then nothing. Okay. Like looking around, it's just like this is shitty. But I mean, it doesn't come close to Vegas if that's what you're asking. Obviously, we were there because our buddy Jared Gordon is an MMA fighter in the CFFC. And he was defending his belt. And Dana White, who I think is the president or something of UFC, he was in attendance and he won his fight, defended his title, and then he got a contract to fight in the UFC. So you may see one of our friends on a UFC card soon. Who knows? But yeah, that was fucking awesome. First of all, going to see these things in person is way different than watching it on TV. Like, what it's is fucking it? What's awesome. It like? I mean, it was cool. I mean, I can only say that because we were so close. Because, I mean, it's a CFFC, so it's not like in a huge arena.
Was it packed?
It was filled. The place was filled. Like, there was a couple hundred people there. But we were really close. And you could hear everything. The like, punches. People getting kicked. And you're like, fuck, dude. But we were screaming our heads off. We were going fucking insane. And just drank the entire time and gambled. I actually won $400 bucks at the blackjack table because with our friends, we usually, for some reason, do this thing where we're like, all right, fuck it. Everyone put 100 on a color on roulette, mm-hmm. playing roulette. Lourette, you heard me? Roulette. And so we all put 100 on red and it hit. So we went fucking crazy. And the pit boss like basically wanted to kick us out of the casino. But so I took that $200 and I played fucking blackjack, and then it was 500 then. I won another 400.
Nice.
So it was fucking nice.
That's awesome. When we went to Vegas, I fucking sucked at blackjack. I was only, it came to a point where I would only play if all our friends took up the table and Ralph told me when to hit.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, yo. And I just played roulette. I lost a lot of money.
But there's not that many like rules in blackjack. You kind of, it's kind of like, it's sort of up to the cards, not really, but you know, I was playing like $30 hands. Like I was going crazy because at night at those tables, they're 15 during the day and then 25 at night. So when I had some money and stuff, I just had like $5 chips and I was like, all right, I'm just going to play $30 hands. Why not? Fuck it.
Not bad. Pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. Good times.
Can't wait for Vegas.
Also, when we were leaving, we were driving back from AC and I was in the car. Everyone was like, we were at a rest stop and everyone was in the place buying whatever. And I came across this video on Twitter and I was just like, this is the fucking most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And I wanted to tweet about it, but I realized how dumb the internet is sometimes and they just don't understand and they'll probably take it out of context. But so anyway, the video is like this fucking edited fucking video of these 50-year-old women walking into Nordstrom wearing like these Trump shirts that say like haters gonna hate and it's like Trump with like sunglasses on or whatever. Like they look like teenagers walking into this place with like some cash in their hand, like waving it around, like whatever, like just being fucking bitchy and just go into Nordstrom and go up to a lady at the counter and like, we would like to cancel our fucking accounts because you guys dropped Ivanka Trump. Because she had a fucking line of whatever she makes. I don't even know.
Did they say why they dropped her?
I don't know, man. I don't know if it was because of the business or is because they don't agree with their political views or whatever, or her husband's political views. But they dropped her from Nordstrom. And these five fucking women got so mad that they just walked in there like, we're going to cancel our accounts. Thank you. And they were being like rude to the cashier like she's the fucking one who owns this whole company. Like, yeah, no, we're going to cancel it. And then she got on the phone. She was on the phone with someone, I guess a manager or someone. Like, no, you guys dropped Ivanka, so we're out. Ivanka has no fucking idea who you five idiots are. Nor do, like, listen, this is why I didn't tweet about it, because I realize it's political and, like, there's no winning when you talk about politics. That's why I don't talk about it, because, first of all, I don't really have any real opinions, because I don't do enough research that as much as I should to get to have a real opinion, but I don't talk about it anyway. And even if I did have all the information, I still wouldn't talk about it, because there's no winning. You can't convince. It's like trying to tell people that this person is a better music artist than this person. It's like, you're not going to win. There's no winning. Anyway, political views aside, everyone has to realize how fucking dumb this is. How boring is your life that you and your little band of five housewives are going to leave your kids with some nanny and then go to Nordstrom with fucking $200 in your hand, waving it around, and then, like, I'm going to close my account. I spend cash here. Now you lost me as a customer.
That's hysterical.
They were being rude to the cashier. That was the thing that bothered me the most.
It wasn't a fixed video. It was really like somebody recording to. No way.
It was real.
That's stupid. I would have. Oh my God.
I wish the cashier was like, listen, this isn't my store.
Yeah.
But this is a $1 billion company and no one gives a fuck about you five bitches.
Like, fuck you. Seriously.
It's so dumb. Like, just. Oh.
I don't think they...
Even if you're, like, pro-Trump and, like, whatever, you support all his political views, whatever, you're prerogative. That's fine. And if you're... Like, you just have to see how dumb that is, though. I'm going to cancel my accounts with this place. You dropped her. Okay.
That's so stupid. Like, they were clearly doing it just for the attention and the video on social media.
I know. It's just like...
They probably got a lot of views. Like, yeah, man, we're so cool.
Like, I know. Like, yo, that's the thing, though. That's why they did it. Like, look how cool I am.
Yeah.
I did this.
We'll just go open our account again next week. They won't know.
Not even. Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
That's so bad.
It just drove me insane. I'm like, do people not... Like, how boring does your life have to be to do something like this?
How old did they look?
They were like 50.
No.
Yeah, they were grown adults acting like children.
That's
so you stupid. Dropped her. I'm fucking out. Good. God. Oh my God.
Next time, call.
No, that wouldn't have made for a good video. So that's why so I didn't stupid. Fucking do that.
I don't know. People, it's just attention. It's an attention thing.
I know, but dude, you're 50. Like, are you not past this? This isn't high school. The fuck are you doing this for?
It's nuts.
It's so dumb. Oh, Jesus Christ. I almost...
Our kids are going to love us for this.
Yeah, man. I don't care. Politics makes people, like, insane. Insanely dumb. And I don't even... Oh, God. I just don't understand. It's really crazy. I was having this conversation with someone the other day. You know when you're younger and you hear about, like, adults and older people, you just assume, like, oh, those are people that know more than me and better than me. And as I get older, I start to realize that's not true at all. Like, we know people our age who are fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
When they get older, what are they going to be? Fucking smart all of a sudden? No, they're going to be old people who are dumb and just like immature and just they never grew up. And that's all these people are. Jesus.
At one point in time, you have to stop. Like, I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, you're right. I understand.
It's just insane, man. I don't know. People really lost their mind with this election. It's out of control. Anyway, fucking geez. Two sponsors today on the Basement Yard. First ever spot.
Welcome to the podcast.
Stamps.com. These days you can get practically everything on demand. Sorry, this is a new one. I'm going to fuck it up. But anyway... anything you can do at the post office, you can do right now from your desk with Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes, so you can get your postage whenever you need it, 24/7.
Your posters?
And listen, I don't know if you ever stepped foot inside a post office, but next to the DMV and fucking hell, it's the fucking worst place in the world.
It takes forever.
I'm trying to send a fucking letter, and I got to wait behind a guy with 40 packages. It's ridiculous. But yeah. So anyway, right now use my name Basement for this special offer. You get a 4-week trial, includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Do not. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Basement. That's Stamps.com. And then click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Basement.
Right meow.
Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Which, you know, I didn't even realize while I was reading that, but that kind of relates to our next topic. And I wish I did the other one before that. But anyway, the next one, no stranger to the basement yard. It's Blue Apron.
Boom.
If you listen to this podcast, you would know all about this shit. And if you haven't gotten it yet, get on it, you fucking idiot. And if you five bitches from before are listening, sign up for Blue Apron. Bitches. I don't think Ivanka Trump does fucking business with them, but I'm sure they'd keep her on or something. I don't fucking know. I'm trying to make shit up anyway. But anyway, if you don't know what stamps.com is, basically, I mean, fuck, shit. If you don't know what Blue Apron is, basically it's a service that, you know, you sign up for and then you get food delivered to your front door. I can't bring the copy up, so I'm going to freestyle this one because my phone's not working. But anyway, here we go. Blue Apron, right? You sign up, food comes to your front door. Not only is it pre-portioned, but it comes with instructions on how to make the meal, okay? I was making all kinds of shit. Enchiladas.
Wow.
Tacos.
Enchiladas.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fucking enchilada looks like.
It looks good, I'll tell you that.
Good for you.
My mom is obsessed with this. I say this every time, but she is.
You guys have a full
She actually asked about it the other day because we haven't gotten it in a while. And I thought that once I'd start doing these sponsorships, they'd start rolling it again. I was wrong. Blue Apron, if you're listening, sign me the fuck up. But yeah, they it's good, especially, I mean, Valentine's Day just passed, but it would have been cool for that. But it's a nice thing if you have like a girlfriend or something, you want to surprise her. You get this package in the mail. It's got all this food in it, pre-portioned, and directions on how to make everything. So not only do you get a nice meal, but you take that knowledge with you for the rest of your life, and you can actually become a cook.
You know, I've always wanted to use Blue Apron, and I haven't gotten around to it. But I cook. Yeah. I like to cook. I think I'm a good cook.
I always told myself like I'm eventually going to get into cooking. This is like a good way to kind of start because you could pretend like
and it gives you know what the fuck you're doing. Or if you freestyle it, you know, you learn new things. But guess what? Yeah. If I freestyle anything, I'll just fucking forget it the next time. So fuck that. But I do cook pretty damn well.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at myself.
So if you guys want to sign up for Blue Apron, go to blueapron.com/basement. Okay. You get your first 3 meals free with free shipping. Okay?
Free shipping.
And it's affordable. All right, so go to blueapron.com/basement. Blue Apron. I forgot the slogan. Blue Apron, a better way to cook? I think that's it. All right, hopefully I didn't fuck that up too much.
A better way to cook?
But anyway, what we were talking about before, right, with stamps.com, how they're like, their thing, it was in the copy, okay? It was bolded. So they wanted me to say it. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, right? That's their shit, apparently.
Put them out of biz.
And first of all, by the way, I actually do use stamps.com all the fucking time for the, like the McGee closet stuff, which I haven't made new designs yet, but I will in the future when I, you know, move into this new place and I have more free time. But yeah, I use them all the fucking time. It's literally, they're not lying. It's like,
what do you order?
No, I don't order anything. I print my thing so I could mail people stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, with that saying, never go to the post office again, it just kind of relates to what we're talking about here because Davino found this thing on Amazon. Can you explain it?
All right. So I was on Amazon earlier, and this was like a little while ago, and I just like scrolled through things because I have Amazon Prime. I like to order stuff. And I came across this thing. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks. Talking to the microphone. I was talking into the microphone.
So Amazon has these things called dash buttons. All right. I accidentally came up on it, and I was like, this has got to be the most laziest shit I've ever seen in my life. Technically, what it is basically what it is technically.
Mm-hmm, you hear me? You're going to explain fucking idiot.
Basically, what it is just, it looks like a little pill, like probably like 3 inches long.
Yeah, it looks like a car key.
Almost. Yeah, like a car key. And it has a product on it, and the ones I was looking at said Tide, like
Dorito,
Colgate, Dorito, there was dog food. And what you do is, what it is a button that's it has like a Wi-Fi on it, and it's connected to your phone, your computer. That, what is that speaker thing that Amazon has now? That's that shit that orders things automatically.
Alexa?
Whatever. And it's programmed to that. And what you do is you press the button and it orders it for you right away. Whatever the product is. This pill could be Tide, Doritos. Click it. Great. It's coming to your house.
What the fuck?
That's so... It's like a laziness thing. It's like, hey, guess what? Don't ever go to the supermarket again. Gain weight, you know? Like, press a fucking button. How do you teach your kids to fucking do things when all you have to do is fucking press a button? That's just going to cause chaos.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're just creating things so that we don't have to see each other anymore.
Exactly.
It's like everyone wants to just stay in their homes and not talk to anyone.
The advertisement was the Tide button was on the washer machine.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, look, I'm running low. Oh, click. Ordered, it'll be here tomorrow.
That is kind of, it's kind of cool. I understand the innovation that, like, oh, let's make everything easier, but I mean, there's a means to an end, I feel.
But you
like.
Have it's going to be bought off Amazon. That's cool too, but yo, like, that's bad. Now it's getting to the point where you don't have to go shopping for anything.
That's kind of insane. I just, like, the reason why I'm saying this kind of relates to stamps.com is like, never go to the post office again. Mm-hmm. It's like, never go to the supermarket again. How many jobs does that kind of take away?
A lot. That's what I was going to say too. The people who have like what are they? They're minimum wage jobs.
Yeah.
You know, kids that are like in high school, they need a summer job or something. They're not going to have it no more because of that. Yeah. Just like the tolls with Easy Pass.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, they're not going to have jobs. These people are going to be fucked soon because of Easy Pass and fucking push buttons.
What if you hit it by? What if it's like laying around and you hit it by accident or something?
No. What if you have like four kids and they want to be assholes and then oh beep 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 beep,
or they
clicking away
a toy and they just play with it.
Oh mommy, look, and then you have fucking 52 Tide bottles showing up at your house. You know?
What if like you drop it in water and the thing spazzes out? You bought 1,000 fucking Doritos.
Like there has to be a confirmation, but it just showed click the button, it orders it automatically, goes straight to your phone, it orders it. And that's it. That's crazy.
There's got to be some sort of like confirmation there.
I don't. You know what it is?
You can see
Alexa.
Like, yo, I didn't fucking order this.
I heard the stories about the Alexa thing, that speaker where it hears commercials and it says order this now. And
stop.
I heard that it picks it up and it ordered things to people's houses. It was online.
I don't fuck with that because I also heard that Alexa's 24/7 recording conversations, everything. And there was like a murder or something that happened, and they're trying to use the Alexa as evidence so they could play back the conversation. Like, what the fuck, dude?
You know what? In a way that...
Have you not seen iRobot with Will Smith?
Yep.
They all turn red in the chest, and they start fucking killing humans.
It's going to happen one day. You know what I'm saying? That's why we got to get Bose.
Yeah. Wait till Alexa, can you buy some more fucking detergent? And then all of a sudden, gas starts leaking out of it, and everyone fucking falls asleep.
Smoke.
How do you know that thing's not leaking carbon monoxide into the air? You can't tell. You can't smell it.
I don't trust that shit. I won't buy the Alexa.
No, I don't either.
And
fuck
these,
that.
This stupid button shit, it's going to be a laziness thing, and you're not going to move from your house anymore.
Do
Gas
you know,
prices are going to go up.
There was first of all, this self-checkout, right? Which I'm going to get to what I was going to say in a second, but self-checkout in general is insane. So Bill Burr, right? Mm-hmm. On one of his stand-ups, he was talking about self-checkout, and it was so true. And I'm not going to try and tell this joke, not that it's a joke because it's serious, but it's he was saying how it's like the balls on these people, like, listen, you come into my store, you take the shit off the rack, you ring it up, and then you get the fuck out. And then no one helps you, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, why is anyone working there then? Like, it's CVS now in our fucking neighborhood. There is one cashier and no one. I don't even know if that's a cashier anymore, but there's like fucking 9 self-checkouts. Everyone has to ring their own shit.
A lot of people probably lost jobs. They probably cut back jobs, and that's pretty fucked up in my opinion.
Why does CVS need to cut jobs? You have everything in your store. Everyone goes there. The fuck?
Exactly. Like, let the people have a job. Let them work. Now, yo, everything is going to be so, how do you say it? So into technology that pretty soon no one's going to work anywhere. It's just going to be walk into the store. There's going to be one manager. Maybe 4 workers all together.
Not even. There's going to be some fucking robot that's armed. And then if you try to steal, it's going to shoot you in the knee.
No warning. Just pew,
pew. Yeah. Just shoot him. Incapacitate him. Shoot him in the knee or fucking tase him. Who knows? There's going to be one robot rolling around the store that can see through the fucking aisles.
Yep.
It can see through walls. So you can't like hide behind the candy section and start stuffing shit in your pocket. It's going to see you. It's got x-ray vision. Okay. And then you're going to get a fucking shot to the knee.
Or a beanbag shot. And those hurt.
Oh, those are terrible.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Those are good ones, yeah. That's what's going to happen, though. I guarantee it. Once they start making robots, because I know Japan's going to start that shit.
I've seen
if they haven't, because they're like the first with the shit. They're the ones who created those like lifelike dolls that you could fuck in the mouth and shit.
I actually seen a video of they built a robot, and the robot was walking in the woods without anybody controlling it. People were walking around it. And they were they would make the robot pick something up, and then the guy was knocking it out of his hand to see how the robot would react. Like, would he get mad? Would he get upset? Or would he just pick it up and carry on? And they were like bullying it, and the robot wasn't doing anything like back towards them. Yeah. From what I can see, that nobody was messing around. Like nobody was controlling this thing. It had a brain. Like, quote, right. unquote, a brain. This is bad. Yeah, they were pushing it. They were shoving it. The thing opened the door. No, they looked American.
Idiots!
They were opening a door. They were opening doors by themselves. But the cool part was is they were bullying it to see if it would retaliate, and it didn't. It was just like taking, let me get picked on.
Yeah, you know what it was doing?
Pretty cool.
In their fucking mind, it was like,
I'm taking notes.
Wait till you sleep, you dumb bitch.
I'm going to fucking kill you guys.
Yeah, you dumb white fuck.
Yeah. Wait till the day comes. You're first on my list.
Oh, let's give it one more test. Give it a shove. Fucking rear naked choke out, dead.
And then your neck is broken.
Yeah, forget it. I'm not fucking
that. Fuck that.
Dude, I would, if you asked me right now to push a robot, never in a million years.
Definitely not. It's going to remember you.
Listen, I don't even kick vending machines because I'm afraid they could come to life, you know? I don't fuck with technology like that.
I think give it another 25 years, there's going to be shit happening.
I can't. Oh God, I can't
do it. No more horsepower on cars, just speed of light.
You know what I do? You know what I do agree with?
What?
With the iRobot movie, whenever I think about technology, I always think about that movie. They hit it right on the head. There's gonna be cool technology. Everything's gonna look cool.
Yep.
But the fucking robots are gonna turn red on the inside and just start fucking leveling.
What about the whole cars driving by themselves?
That's
cars,
what I was gonna say.
Cars do drive by themselves right now. The Tesla, doesn't it?
It does.
It drives by itself.
It does. Yeah. But
scary.
Listen,
take a nap. Dead.
But I was going to say that was the one thing that I kind of agree with. Not that the cars drive themselves, but everyone's like going the same speed.
Yeah.
Like the cars are like kind of an autopilot or whatever, because then there would never be any traffic.
Joey, when I had the Infiniti.
First of all, sorry. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
I don't know if I'm the only one who does this, but when I'm sitting in traffic, I have that moment where I'm like, how the fuck does traffic even be? How does it happen?
Car accidents.
But like, no.
People are idiots. They can't.
But I don't understand. Even if there's not an accident, how is there traffic? Because there's so many cars. Just keep driving. If there's no one ahead of you, go.
Some people are idiots. They don't know how to drive, or like I said, car accidents.
I do.
Main
I just
cause,
like,
Joey.
I have that fucking moment when I'm sitting in traffic and I'm like, how does this happen?
It's cops that are assholes because they take up like another fucking lane for no reason when there's an accident. You know, like so people have to be forced to get into one lane. These fucking assholes. Like, oh fuck the other people behind you. Well, let's worry about this accident that's cleared up. But they're still taking that extra lane because they're fucking prick. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. One of our friends is a cop.
Bless him.
Bless him.
I saw him the other day. But can I get back to
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right, I had an Infiniti. And when you'd go into cruise control, the car, if you're going 60, would pick up another car, say like maybe like 20 feet ahead of you, and slow down automatically. I thought, and then when the car picked up speed or switched lanes, your car picked up speed again. Like, I thought that was the craziest thing that I ever seen to driving on your own.
Yeah.
All right? I sold that car. Stupid. But but imagine the Tesla drives itself. Oh, yeah, sir. Take it easy. Take a nap. We got it from here. And then you wake up in the fucking hospital. What happened? Oh, your car crashed.
Listen, if you're taking a nap behind the wheel, you're a fucking psycho.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't trust that shit. Just like
obviously.
The new Mercedes. Oh, it stops by itself. Suck my dick. It stops by itself.
Yeah.
If there's a car in front of you, like, I'm hitting the brake. No. Just wait. Boom.
You're dead.
Fucking
I don't know.
Dumb.
All this innovation. There's another thing. You know, Amazon, these motherfuckers, man, they had this thing, I think it's Amazon, with the store where you could just walk in, grab stuff off the shelf, and then walk the fuck out.
No way.
Yes. And it all gets charged to your Amazon account.
Where is that?
I don't know if it exists yet, but I saw either a commercial or just something,
did
like an advertisement for it. But it's like you literally just walk into this motherfucker and start taking out bananas, kale, other stuff that I don't buy because I'm not healthy anymore.
Did they do the drone thing yet?
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
they were gonna have drones drop off packages.
Yeah, it can't happen in Astoria. Someone's stealing that shit. But like,
no, you can't have that, dude.
Texas, maybe.
No,
they're nice.
First of all, we can't have drones flying around. I can't even technically, I can't fly my drone in our neighborhood because I'm too close to a fucking airport.
Yeah.
So imagine if there was fucking dude. I'm sorry, I just farted, and I can tell already. It's
dude. I've been ripping ass. I'm so happy you haven't been.
No, this is disgusting.
I hope not.
No, it's really bad. It smells like low tide. I'm not even kidding.
Well, that's bad.
You know what it smells like? Like five dead people washed on up to the shore. And it was low tide. Come on.
My farts right now smell like expired baby food.
Yeah. Dude, I'm afraid to open my mouth.
I'm glad it hasn't traveled over here yet.
I'm telling you right now, it's going to hit you eventually. And I got more in me. There's more air in here. I can feel it.
I've been letting them go, bro.
No,
it's a war.
Yo, honestly, my eyes are tearing.
Middle Earth.
I wish I was kidding, too, because this is fucking terrible over here.
Well, I'm
safe. You know what happens? Because when I'm in AC or when I'm away, I forget to eat. Because like I just like having fun and I just like, you know. Mm-hmm. Either at the casino or hanging out with your friends, whatever. I'm not a big fan of eating, but I just forget to eat. And then when I start to eat, then I just like my body's all fucked up.
Well, lately I've been eating a lot of granola, so I haven't been doing very well on the toilet. So I guess I'm just letting them rip, and it's just hey,
dude. Honestly, this room is now worse.
You got the door closed and no windows open.
Yeah,
and a whole bunch of foam.
Yeah, it's
sucking it in.
I ruined this whole thing. Anyway, this Amazon store, you can literally walk in, and I don't know what kind of technology they're using, but you just walk in, you take stuff off the shelf, put it in your bag, and then you walk out. There's no checkout. There's no, you know, beeping things or whatever the fuck that's called.
How do they know then?
I don't know. It's just like they're all kind of wired. I don't know. It's
insane.
You have
to scan something with your phone, I'm sure.
Yeah, no scanning. Yeah. That was the word. I said beeping. What the fuck is wrong with me? But my whole thing was, they just charged you an Amazon account. My whole thing was, what if I don't have an Amazon account? There's no one there really to stop me.
You probably have to walk in the store and show proof of having Amazon.
That's not what the advertisement looked like.
Or Prime.
And also, what if my card declines? Then I just don't pay for it? Yeah. I would run my bills up just so I could get groceries.
That's like buying a whole bunch of things and then filing bankruptcy after.
There you go.
That's crazy, right?
But everyone's losing jobs.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I'm against that. Like, everyone should work. Everyone should have the opportunity to work.
No, obviously.
But like minimum wage jobs like that shouldn't be getting cut, you know?
I guess just being a fucking cashier is an outdated thing. I don't know.
It's so
but this
stupid.
Is crazy because now we're getting rid of the cashiers at the fucking supermarket because you I don't know.
I don't know.
It's tough, man. Because I don't think they're going to get rid of the cashiers at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Unless all these buttons start taking off, which I can't see happening because like there's too much.
You saw the buttons like Tide.
I know.
I saw it's Doritos.
Insane, dude.
V8. What the V8? Yeah, Icebreakers.
What the fuck?
Icebreakers.
Stop it.
And they're like the popular ones are $4.99.
Who the fuck likes icebreakers so much that they need them on demand?
Lately, I've been fiending for them. I'm not going to lie to you.
But how many do you need? Like you get one icebreaker. I've had a fucking icebreaker maybe like twice a year. Who the fuck needs a button where they're like, oh, we're running low on icebreakers. Get the fucking button.
Oh, my God. They have a Cafe Bustelo one.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
That's good coffee, Joey.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's crazy.
We need coffee on demand. We can't just walk into our fucking kitchen and make it anymore.
Joey, this is Gladware. But like, how do you know what you're buying, Charmin?
Gladware?
I'm looking at it all right now. It's
Tupperware
crazy.
On demand?
This now over 250 brands. Are you kidding? So this thing blew up. Basically, is
this
what you're saying.
This is dumb, is what it is.
Well, this is not Bounty. Wow. Fiji water. Did I say that? I thought I said it wrong.
Fiji water.
Folgers. Gatorade. Red Bull.
This is all dumb.
Even a Cheez-Its.
Dude, who needs these things on demand?
Oatmeal. Well, they even have beef jerky.
God.
I don't know, man. That's that.
Yo, icebreakers.
That's, I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. You act like I won't buy one of these right now just to see what it's all about.
Honestly, you should get one. You should get the icebreakers one because that's so dumb.
I love icebreakers, though, Joey. Burt's Bees? Oh, no.
I'm faithful to the cocoa butter stuff that looks like Elmer's glue.
You like that? You have the Elmer's glue stick?
Yeah.
It makes my lips peel. So I use, what is it? The egg one?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
The egg.
I know what you're talking about. All
right. Well, they came out in chapstick form now, so I could, you know, not look like a girl when I'm putting that shit on my lips. You know, so I've been using that. Blueberry flavored because I love it.
I'm not a huge chapstick guy. I mean, I need it. My lips get chapped as fuck.
No, I need that.
You know those kids in like elementary school that their lips would get so chapped that they get that red ring around their mouth?
Ugh.
I'm like, yo, come on, figure it out, bud. Jesus Christ, lick your lips or something. How do you let it get that bad?
There was a point where when I was younger, I'd put alcohol on my face when I'd break out. And
alcohol?
Rubbing alcohol.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would dry your face out, but after a while your face started getting so dry it started like rashing. Yeah. And I had like at one point around my eyes and my mouth, like it was red and it was raw. So if you like touched it, it hurt so bad. I was like, yo, I'm a fucking idiot. That'll never happen again.
Yeah, you're pouring rubbing alcohol on your fucking face.
I didn't know that it's like acid.
You're pouring it on your eyes?
No, you put it on a nice little pad and you rub it in the places that you need to rub it in. You know? It's crazy. Amazon.
You rub your dick with that?
I would never in my life.
What's the weirdest thing you used to jerk off?
Damn, man. I want to lie to you, but I just sometimes just my hand, sometimes just let it go.
No, I'm saying
all the way onto my belly.
Oh my God. I meant like, what substance?
I don't use substance, raw. Straight skin on skin, or maybe a tissue.
You never, a tissue?
Yeah.
You put a tissue in between your hand and your dick?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
The fuck is that? You're the only person, what?
What do you use? Lotion? You gotta clean up when you're done.
I don't use lotion.
Bust into the tissue, throw it out, carry on with the rest of your fucking day. Come on.
Dude, wait. You put a tissue? What is that's like adds friction.
A soft tissue. Not fucking Bounty.
Dude, what's the softest? It's still friction. It's a fucking tissue.
It's soft. It's like, it's not like what you think. Like the fucking tissues that we get at school. It used to get at school. It's soft tissues. You put a couple, three of them. You put it, you know, wrap it around nicely. And DeVito, you jerk it off.
Stop.
What do you mean stop? You're going to go home and
a
try
tissue?
It. What do you want?
You're the only fucking person I know.
What do you jerk off into? A sock?
I'm not saying that. What do you jerk off into?
No, like what do you hold? What do you use?
My hand.
That's it? So you're trying to tell me a tissue's worse?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Are you kidding? It's a soft tissue compared to your hand.
Yo.
Are you kidding?
What about saliva?
You want me to spit on my hand and fucking beat off?
Yeah.
You are crazy. There's a lot of bad things in my mouth, and then you put it on your dick, and then and you wake up with a rash?
What's the difference between that and getting blown?
You might as well blow yourself.
Listen, I don't have the flexibility, but in a different life.
That's crazy. I don't even use, like, a lotion.
No, I've never done it, too. But I have, you know.
Just your hand.
Use saliva.
So what do? You catch it with the other hand when you bust? Ooh. Or you just let it go everywhere?
I catch it in the air. Like the golden snitch.
Are you serious?
No, man.
You play a game?
You do it somewhere where you can clean it up.
Like
you
the shower.
I usually take a shower right after, though.
Oh, I usually, like one time I'd beat off in the shower. So it was like.
I used to do that when I was younger.
Or on the toilet. You beat off right into the toilet.
I've never done that.
So you sit on the
floor,
Joe.
How do I take a dump and jerk off at the same time?
You don't take a dump. You strictly sit on the toilet just to masturbate.
I can't sit down and masturbate, dude.
So where do you do?
I lay down.
All right. Now, with nothing, say you're in your bed and you just, would you let that shit fly up in the air and hit yourself?
Sometimes. Not in the fucking face. I'm not shooting fucking at 90 miles an hour.
So I'm going to walk into your room and see shit on the walls. Like, what's
no,
that?
What kind of fucking power do you think my dick has?
I wasn't there last week. You know? That's crazy.
No, I'm very hygienic. I'm a germaphobe. I wash my hands like 40 times a day.
I use hand sanitizer before I eat breakfast.
I don't do that because I heard that if you use too much hand sanitizer, that it gets rid of the natural oils on your hand.
So what happens?
So then you're susceptible to bacteria more.
Are you fucking me?
I'm not fucking you. All right,
so I use hand sanitizer like maybe once or twice a day.
I wash my hands before I eat anything every single time. And I also wash my hands just periodically because I feel like, oh, I've accumulated some germs.
So you're weird.
I think. I'm becoming a little more OCD with things.
That's
like
not good, bro.
I see some things out of place and I'll just like straighten them. They're just like for no reason. Like, wow. Or some, or like the fence right outside here. You have to open and close a fence to get to my apartment. And if I forget to shut it, I'll get to my door and walk all the way back just to shut it. Like, no. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I do this.
Before I leave my house, I check to make sure the stove's off. And when I lock the door, sometimes I have to like go back home because I think I didn't lock it.
Yeah. I mean, those are normal things.
That's it. That's all I do.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm not a mutant like you.
Okay. What?
I just burped.
This guy's burping. I'm over here farting. Dead body smells.
I don't know, man.
It's disgusting.
Yo, I'm going to buy one of these push buttons. I'm so excited.
You know what I'm going to buy?
Tell me.
A fucking box of tissues and try your little dumb jerk-off method.
You got to buy the
soft
ones.
How does this
ones?
Always come back to jerk? This podcast always somehow turns into jerking off.
Or just sexual in general.
Yeah. You think people are sick of it? They're like, yo, I want to hear more about these tissues.
I don't think so. I think
I don't know, man.
It's not bad. It's okay.
But honestly, I don't think anyone else jerks off with tissues. Maybe onto tissues.
I hope people come back at you and say, I jerk off with tissues on social media. Tweet at me so I can retweet everything.
I'll be honest, more times than not, I'll like, you know, use a little saliva, make it slick.
No, I would not use saliva.
I would.
You fuck.
What's the difference? First of all, I
spit on your hand and jerk. Oh.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know, man. I let her spit on it and then fucking.
What's the difference between your mouth and her mouth?
I don't know. Your mouth could be dirtier.
Why?
You could have eaten something, a steak, and now the oil is on your hands.
First of all, you're not jerking off like in the middle of your meal. All
right, after. Your mouth doesn't hold
bacteria. Who jerks off right after
So you're trying to tell me your mouth doesn't hold bacteria?
Of course it does. All right, 500
so
times.
Now spit the bacteria onto your hand and then fucking masturbate.
Yes.
Weird.
You get blown, Davino. What do you mean? She's got it submerged in her mouth.
You're gonna yell at me?
I'm just saying. You're making it seem like this is insane.
I don't know. I wouldn't spit on my hand and beat off. Just go home.
Listen,
get three soft
home.
Tissues.
No, you
and
go
beat
home.
Off.
You go home and spit into that fucking hand.
Well,
like
no one's
man.
Home right now, so I might.
Spit in that hand like a man.
Yeah. I'm not pussy.
And you don't have to like spit like
nice,
just so you know.
Nice little, slimy, little, right? Good for you, bro.
Get it a little whatever.
I'm proud.
It feels good. It's a game changer,
yeah,
dude.
A game changer, my dick.
Exactly. No. It's a game changer for
I'm
you.
I'm not
dick.
Spitting. It's weird. Skin on skin. Use three soft tissues. You beat off into the tissues. You throw them away and you carry on with the rest of your day.
Listen, you can keep your tissues.
Yo, please go home and try, Joe.
Listen, Davino, you can keep your tissues in front of you. Just do me a favor. Skin on skin.
I used to sometimes. I used to lay on the floor and I used to shoot up and onto my belly button.
First of all, you would lay on your floor. You have a bed.
Sometimes. Run the water. You know,
in the bathroom.
Yeah, I used to.
Why wouldn't you jerk off in your room like
I
a normal
know.
Person?
I think I have once. I remember the first time I ever jerked off, and I was like, "Oh my god, it felt so good." I was a virgin back then. I was in junior high school.
I would hope you're a virgin the first time you jerk off. Who the fuck has sex and then jerks off?
What if I was a virgin right now?
I believe it.
It's weird.
Can you imagine having sex and then discovering jerking off?
That's terrible.
I mean, that's backwards. That's like taking a few steps back.
I enjoy sex way too much.
Whatever. We get it. You fucking psycho.
You'll spit in your hand.
There's nothing wrong with that. I bet more people spit in their hand than they do fucking do your little tissue shit.
I don't think people are going to spit into their own hand and jerk off.
You don't?
I don't think so.
First of all, we're going to hit the group chat right after this and ask everyone else. But we're also, guys, please tweet me. All right? Even girls. Sometimes you got to use a little, you know?
Don't, not girls, because they're going to be like, yeah, I spit into my hand and beat them off.
No,
that's
no.
Fine.
For themselves. Spit and then
girls
rub.
Are going to fucking spit in their hand and fuck. Yo,
and
stop.
And rub.
End this. Guys, it's been nice knowing you.
What's wrong with that?
No. You don't, girls don't spit in their hand and then fucking rub their pee.
Yes, they do.
No.
They have to.
No.
And if they should, if they don't.
You're crazy. Guys, I don't know, guys spit on their hands. Let me know. I would like to know.
I would fucking love to know now.
I think lotion is number one.
I think so, too. And I think that's kind of fucking
dumb. And three
dumb.
Soft tissues.
First of all, using too much lotion, I don't know how good that is for your dick skin.
That's why I don't do that.
I got a pretty soft dick, by the way.
Exactly. Well,
I get a lot of compliments on having soft skin, dick skin.
I was just about to agree with you, but I don't touch your dick.
Oh my god.
Three soft tissues is gonna be the winner.
All right, guys. No, it's not. I'm all telling right. you right now. That okay. is the, that is the most unusual.
The method. Soft ones. That what do you call the soft tissues? What are they called?
A fucking Cottonelle.
No. Or like what are they called?
Charmin.
Charmin. Yes.
Charmin Ultra.
Yeah. That's not tissues.
Yes, it is.
No, that sounds like it's a chemical.
Chemical. No, all right. It is a tissue.
The tissues. The soft box of tissues.
Right.
The puffs.
The bears that are scratching their asses.
The puff.
Yeah, is yeah, it yeah. called yeah, puff? The puff, puff, puffs. Yeah.
Whatever.
Charmin puffs.
Three of those. Yeah. You get three of those and you fucking, you come into it.
Okay. Guys. Yeah. So you can just tweet me the word tissues or spit.
Yep.
And we want to know. And I think
tweet it's me too because I want to argue
an overwhelming amount of spit.
Not by girls.
No one's gonna say tissues. And just to clarify here, we're not saying jerk off into tissues because that's normal.
It's both. You put it on. You come into it too. It's like you wrap it around. There's nowhere for the semen to escape.
What we're arguing is that you take a tissue and you put it in your hand and then you wrap your dick around it and jerk
but
off.
But you wrap the head.
First of all, it's tissues. They're not ripping.
No.
What do you jerk off at 1 mile per hour?
We're not using fucking small tissues.
Oh.
Oh, you. Yo, I'm sorry.
You farted?
Yeah, it's coming that way.
Come on, man.
That's not.
You couldn't turn and point it?
Oh, God. That smells like garbage.
Listen, if you fire at me, I'm firing back at you. I'll sit in your lap and fart and ruin your day.
It's not. It's still warm where I'm sitting.
All right. Jesus, this went off the rails, huh?
It was good.
I don't know what the fuck to call this episode. Who the hell knows, man? This is
my social security number.
We should call it like we have no jobs. We're
no
losing
jobs.
All right. Anyway,
no
we'll figure it out. Anyway, Davina, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
Everything that I have is Aunt Vino, Twitter, AntVino. Oh, and please tweet and hashtag, please help a med. I'm begging you, of you to do that.
Oh, God. All right. That's all for this week's episode of Basement Yard. Tell your friends about it. Thanks for tuning in every week. And other shit, I don't know. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.